The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
I was thinking about Drain the Swamp over the weekend, and I always, my mind goes to my friend Adam Angievsky, who is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, which is a great organization because they actually go figure out where governments are spending money. And it's a funny thing to say. It's also kind of how to do it, right? How to go and, you know, do the right kinds of things. And so lo and behold, I said, hey, come on the show tomorrow. He said, okay. I think it was late last night. And it turns out today in the USA Today, there's a letter that he wrote to the President of the United States saying, hey, it's time to drain the swamp, to cut back on all the spending. So it's a great timing. America needs a war on waste is what he says. So welcome to the program. How are you, Adam?
Great, Ed. Thanks for your interest in our work. We penned that open letter to the president today in a two-page display ad at USA Today. We ran the same ad a week ago at the Wall Street Journal, and we've asked the president as commander-in-chief to wage this war on waste in a three-pronged attack. First, post all White House expenditures online immediately. Second, cut executive agency waste. And third, and this is the best part of it, report the monthly progress to the American people. Show us how you're defending taxpayers against this egregious and outrageous waste, fraud, and taxpayer abuse. And we encourage the president to use Twitter to do the reporting.
You know how to get to him. Well, let me first ask you this. You run an ad like this. It's pretty compelling, and I'll get to some of the details on it. It's a two-page ad. It's kind of an open letter. As you mentioned, your Wall Street Journal, USA Today. What kind of response do you get? I mean, you get guys like me talking on the radio. Do regular folks call up and yell at you? You know, keep going. Do they go online? What kind of response do you get from a newspaper ad?
So here's the best part of it. On the Saturday before the Monday when it was published in the Wall Street Journal, we had a supporter at a small dinner in New Jersey at the President's Country Club deliver this ad, both pages, to the president, and they talked about it at dinner, and they had a chuckle over three or four examples of the waste. And look, you know, if you're a California prostitute, the American taxpayer funded $1.4 million for sex education for California prostitutes who could probably teach the class, Ed. There's a study here from NASA, the space agency. $1 million of taxpayer money went to prepare religions, America's religions, for the discovery of extraterrestrial life.
Wow, really? I mean, I was just about to ask you this one. I saw, I didn't want to get into this, but I didn't want to jump ahead of you. I wanted to give you give me a discussion there. But dystopian climate change voicemails from the future, $5.7 million. Now, so for our listeners, yeah, go ahead.
So you know, I mean, the Ivy League colleges, there are elite colleges. They've got $120 billion in their endowments, and we forecast they'll have $1 trillion 20 years from now in their endowment funds. So certainly they don't need taxpayer money. But what we found, at I think it was at Columbia, $5.7 million went to create this online video game. You could have done the same thing with your iPhone, with your voice memo feature on your iPhone, on your cell phone, created these things. It's absolutely horrible. I talked about this grant when I was interviewed by Brian Lamb on C-SPAN a year ago. It was $5.7 million of our money. The Ivy League should be embarrassed.
All right. Now, Adam, I see this list, and I'm going to put it up on social media, and I want to make sure everybody hears me say OpenTheBooks.com, OpenTheBooks.com. Go there and check out all the stuff they're doing. Adam Angievsky is his name, and you can hear him in there, see his writings. But how, like this idea of drain the swamp, how frustrated people are when they see this. But and you're good at this, Adam, finding ways to get to the bottom of it. You know, one of the things that I'm frustrated with is there is a slush fund of like close to $20 million that's been paid out of the Congress under the supervision of Speaker Ryan, Speaker Boehner, Speaker Pelosi, Speaker Hastert, Speaker, I don't know who was before that, maybe Newt, the last 15 years or so, and or maybe 20. And it's been paid out for sexual harassment claims. And we can't get to the bottom of who got the money, what lawyers got it, what the claims were, who got claimed against. Is there any way we'll ever find that out? How can it be that they can? We know it exists. We know it was paid, and we can't get to the bottom of it.
Well, you're exactly right. It exists over at the United States Treasury. It's a fund administered by the Office of Compliance, which sounds very much like 1984 speak. This Office of Compliance was authorized in 1995. You're right, it's about $20 million worth of taxpayer money that's been paid out. And we don't know any details, basically, on who received what, for what purpose, what the claim was. There's 13 different types of claims that are paid out of that fund. One of those is highly relevant to the news cycle right now, which is sexual harassment claims against members of Congress. We know, in the aggregate, though, because of just very rudimentary transparency, that in fiscal year 2016, the last year of the Obama administration, this fund for members of Congress on settlements paid out $500,000 of taxpayer money.
And do we know how many incidents that was? Like how many people got paid, or we just know an aggregate amount?
We just know the aggregate amount. And we also know that in at least one high-profile case, that being the accusations of harassment leveled against Rep. John Kyers. He was a Democrat from Michigan. The settlement money wasn't paid from this slush fund. It was actually paid by his congressional office budget.
So is there any way, Adam, to get to the bottom of the rest of that? Is the fund, because it's in the Treasury, is it because it's personnel that, you know, a lot of times employment, people say, well, it's an employment matter, personnel. Is there any way we can, you know, someone, Judicial Watch, you know, our organization, can someone, can you get the actual names of these people? Why isn't that possible?
So I think the fastest way right now is it's already passed the House. It's a piece of legislation that was put forth by a California Democrat, Jackie Spears, and her legislation would actually, it has bipartisan support. It languishes in the Senate, where it's probably stuck forever, but it would open up the fund, and it would actually require, if any future payments are settled out of that fund, it would require the member of Congress to personally pay back using personal funds, the Treasury.
Yeah, huh. It's crazy. All right, I got to run. My friend Adam Andrzejewski, OpenTheBooks.com is a great organization, great effort. Check out their ad, running USA Today, telling the president here's a way to, you know, show some of this waste and put a war on waste.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.